Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, as we take our pause to talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, and find out where we are in the world. Where are we spinning now? What sign are we in at this particular point here on the 19th of October, believe it or not, halfway
through? On the
19th
of October, we're still technically in the sign of Libra, but all that's about to change.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
And of course, some would say, is it changing for the good or the bad, or it's just kind of changing?
Well, it depends on your paradigms. Ah. I like to believe that it's always working for our higher good, and it's always working for our betterment. It's just that sometimes these changes are asking us to do something. They're asking us to grow. They're asking us to live a little deeper and be a little braver and be a little smarter, and sometimes that's hard.
They're asking an awful lot, you know.
Yeah, there's that, isn't there? Yeah.
Although I will say this, I'd rather have them looking out for my welfare than those guys over there.
Well, sweetie, that's a different show.
I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think
that everybody agrees with that.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the characteristics here as well, and basically what we're looking at for this coming week.
Excellent. Okay, so we're just coming off a very, very, very strong transit, which is a full moon and a lunar eclipse. And so that usually, those eclipses always reveal something that's been hidden. We always find out something we didn't know, both about ourselves and about those around us. And so at this point, you know, we're still kind of experiencing that. Sometimes these revelations can be kind of a shock. And so, you know, go slowly, pay attention, ask follow-up questions, ask questions and listen more than you're talking, you know, that kind of a thing. Then Mercury goes retrograde on Monday the 21st, which makes it all the more important to slow down, pay attention, listen, be more present, stay grounded, keep breathing, all those things. And then the sun moves into the sign of Scorpio on the 22nd. So we're in probably the most intense time during the month of October. Not the most intense, but a very intense time for the month of October. It's all happening right here, right now.
Exactly. I'm curious as to how this ties in, and you do such a fine job of tying it all up together, into what we talked about back in August and even in September about the harvest, about preparing
for the dark time,
so to speak.
Well, basically, during the harvest season, we are reaping what we've sown. And that's part of what's so hard. And back to one of your earlier statements, it's like on every level we're harvesting politically, socially, emotionally, physically, economically. You know, we are living moments that we consciously or unconsciously put here. And so, you know, my grandmama used to always say, your chickens have come home to roost, you know, and those babies always come home to roost. And so you have to deal. You just have to deal. And that's part of what makes the fall period so interesting, because you see a lot of people really freaking out, you know, playing Chicken Little. How did I get here? And if you take a deep breath and grab one end of the twine and unravel it back, you know, usually it's very clear how you got here. And so it's really important to pay attention.
Yeah.
And if you don't like where you are, take conscious steps to change it. Don't keep re-victimizing yourself.
How important is it in that respect of looking back and tracing your steps to where you are today? I mean, to really be honest and do that, I mean, I have two significant events that have happened in my life where I can literally trace back to virtually the moment of the decision that placed me at those two significant milestones.
Right.
In terms of try to take the emotion out of it, just look at it and acknowledge where, you know, if you can find that moment or that period in time when, this was that transition where if I had only said yes or if I'd only said no, I wouldn't be here now, but I am. So now I need to
superimpose
that on the future.
It's not just about identifying the moment. It's like, what was the underlying emotion? What led me to make that bad choice?
Okay.
Most of us can't look backwards, and if we can, we can identify the moments. And mm-hmm. if we can do that, we usually spend a lot of time in self-judgment and abuse and whatnot,
yeah.
beating ourselves up for our bad choices. And that's not what the process is supposed to be about. Ideally, you're supposed to try and dig a little deeper and be present with whatever part of you made that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost always fear-based,
mm-hmm.
Frequently anger at self, anger at others, anger at God, and understand what you can do to shift out of fear-based drives and into more freedom and peace and faith-based drives.
And we always have choices. We absolutely
And we always have
do.
Choices.
Yeah.
But most of us, especially in America, we victim like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be the seminar we would hold for the universe.
yeah. But Scorpio is about, own your own stuff.
Absolutely.
We're moving into a sign where you can't deny so much. And that's certainly happening around us.
We'll take a look at more of this as well as the transition beyond the 22nd on the 26th of October when we get back together again here on Tell Me Your Story. They can get through to you by dialing 963-0842. They can go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or you're on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Richard.
You bet. We'll talk to you next week and we'll be back in just a moment with more of Tell Me Your Story.